From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds Picks, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guest this week is singer August Lee Stevens. Hey, August.
Hello.
August can sing, y'all, and she's part of the trio Oakland Rising, and that lovely music you hear is by August. Now, Oakland Rising is made up of emerging artists based in the town, and they'll be performing at the Oakland Museum on October 25th. And right now, we're going to hear August's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay Area. First up is Lula in Oakland. This Ethiopian restaurant serves vegan and vegetarian dishes such as samosas and chickpeas cooked with Ethiopian herbs. Oh, I love Ethiopian food. There's also savory meat dishes such as Dora Wat, which is a spicy chicken stew, and seasoned lamb. Now, August, this all sounds delicious. I love Ethiopian restaurants. We have some good ones in Oakland. So tell us about this one. What's special about Lula's, and what do you like to get when you go eat at Lula?
So this one I actually discovered in April. A friend was out of town and we were out dancing and it was super late and we were so hungry. So we were just like looking up what was open and Lula's popped up and we went over there and they were so nice. But I'm a vegetarian too, so their veggie combo plate is delicious. And then you get to try the different stews they have and the different lentils and chickpea stews. And it's just really good food. Also really affordable because we got it and split it and then still had leftovers to have the next morning. And I love their hours, so on my late nights when I cannot cook, I just don't have it in me. I'm like, let me just order a plate real quick, and then that'll be me for a few days. Really good food, and they're my new favorite.
I love a restaurant that stays open late and has good food. That's Lula's in Oakland near Telegraph and 28th Street. Your next pick is Black Surf Santa Cruz. The nonprofit aims to connect Black, Indigenous, and people of color with ocean and outdoor activities such as surfing. And their mission is to reclaim space in the ocean. One of their most popular events happens on Juneteenth, which involves participants swimming out to the water to experience the ocean's power. August, you know, this is a big issue. We talk about Black people, you know, as far as a lot of us don't know how to swim. And surfing is something that's been a part of people of color, of, you know, different races, part of their culture for generations. And we don't see as many people of color surfing in the mainstream. So tell us more about Black Surf Santa Cruz.
I love this org. Shout out to Bella. She's the founder of Black Surf Santa Cruz. But I discovered it when I was going to school out there. And really, that description fits. Like, Black people belong in the ocean. All people of color, like, we have a place at the beaches and in the ocean, even though that's not the narrative surrounding us. Mm-hmm. Really is about reclaiming that space and then just reclaiming health and being outside. And it's a form of self-care, too. And, like, the community is just so good. You don't have to know how to swim, even. Like, they have the free lessons. They have free, like, getting familiar with the ocean courses and pop-up surfing courses and all this stuff. And it's really just about being in community with one another. Do their pop-ups when you can. Even if you don't want to be in the water, they have like stuff on the beach.
That sounds really cool. That's Black Surf Santa Cruz. Final pick is Black Girls Greenhouse in Oakland. This is Oakland's only Black women-owned plant nursery. Besides plants, they also sell home goods such as candles and body elixirs. Stop by the cafe to enjoy coffee or eat some pastries while looking around at the plants. August, I've been here before and it's a great space, very welcoming space. Tell me why you picked it.
They just have the energy. Like, that's what I want my house to look like. First of all, when I walked in there, I was like, this is exactly how I want my house to look like. Their body elixirs are some of the best smelling things I've ever had the pleasure of smelling. And then I just love, again, I love reclaiming these spaces and reclaiming like Black people in nature, because that is something, again, that they tell us we're not supposed to be a part of. But plants and nature and all of that stuff, I think, is important to reincorporate into our communities. And then the greenhouse itself and the founders behind it, they're really community oriented. They host like music there. They're really down with the arts. They have like crafts pop-ups, they have music events, they have community mixers. So they really just want to have this more so than just a greenhouse, but like a space for people to congregate and to know your neighbor, get to know who's in your neighborhood.
They have great events, and I've been there for some of their events. That's Black Girls Greenhouse in West Oakland. I've been speaking with singer August Lee Stevens. Watch her perform in the trio Oakland Rising at the Oakland Museum on October 25th. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org. And for more arts coverage, listen to my program, The Sights and Sounds Show with Janae Darden. And you can catch that every Wednesday, 4 p.m. on KALW. And it's very good, y'all. And make sure to subscribe to all of our Sights and Sounds shows, which are available on the KALW app and wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds Picks was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by True Gwynn. I'm Janae Darden.